No, Paul Allen is the co-founder of Microsoft, the one who says, I'm a billionaire, fuck working, and I'm just going to spend money. He literally does live this dream. He bought, you know, sports teams. But he has, like, if you Google it, you know, it's not one of those, like, Snopes ones. It's, like, the real thing. Look for Paul Allen's yacht, which is, like, yeah, this amazing thing. Or have his many yachts. Just these crazy things. He was having, when I was doing a project for his company, I never met him, but I met the people that work for him. And they were talking about one of these guys that I talked to. He has a company called Vulcan, which is the, you know, the fixers. They're the guys who, like, Paul says, I want all the planes, and they go get them and bring them back.
All of them?
All of them.
All of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Literally, that was one of the things they did, is Paul wanted to get into, like, air shows and military history, and he wanted to, like, try and get all the military planes that still exist and can fly. Go, chop, chop. Let's go. You heard the man.
He built a B-52 out of spare parts.
And then so these guys are going around the world going, do you have a B-57? Okay, great. We'll take how much for the thing? You know, and they're like trying to get all the planes. You know, apparently, again, he's going to move into phase two at some point. He's got all the war planes. But he was having a submarine built. He was having a submarine built. And, you know, it wasn't like, I'm going to buy this submarine. He was having it built. An actual commissioned
submarine. What kind of a fucking dick buys a submarine?
Yeah, I know. It's like, sure, you want it to be your own kind of
order. A submarine.
You order a sub. I mean, it's not like you want someone else's sub.
You don't want to buy a pre-owned submarine, because then you're just inheriting all of their submarine problems.
It's going to smell like cigarettes.
No, it's
kind of a fucking...
Yeah. You don't know where it's been.
What kind of a queef just buys an existing sub?
Exactly. You don't know how many nautical miles it really has on it.
I know, because they always turn that odometer back. Anyway, so he went to the people who build the good subs, and that was the Germans. He actually went to a German company to have his submarine built.
It's like 87, 88, something like that?
I think it'd be later than that. I worked for him like 7 years ago when I'm doing it. Wow. So okay. I don't know how old the story is, but he was there. So they would pay these visits, you know, and how's the submarine coming? And they were talking about the design and here, you know, because, you know, it's a process. You go and visit it. You know, there it's literally there and guys are welding and, you know, oh, you've got the thing. That's nice. Anyway, so this is his Paul Allen's guy telling the story. He said, so at one point they were talking about, okay, now we can start to fit it out. And, you know, I want a, you know, observation window, and can we have a mini sub that comes out and all that? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. You know. And then he goes, can we have torpedoes, torpedo tubes and torpedoes? And the Germans went, Can I have torpedoes? I mean, would it just be the front or the back, or, you know, how many torpedoes can we do that? And they literally had to, like, go off and, like, have a little conference, like, because, you know, they're kind of not legally allowed to put torpedoes into submarines. They can build submarines, but they can't weaponize them. We're still kind of cranky about that. So we need to let that memory fade a little bit more before we let the Germans put torpedoes in subs. So they came back and they literally were like, well, we'll have to look into it, because if it's for a client, maybe we can, but otherwise we don't normally. And then, no, Paul Allen was like, I'm kidding, guys. And, oh, it was very funny. Yeah.
It was literally, wasn't it like,
funny. He was like, torpedoes. They were like, oh, yeah, it's funny.
Wasn't it literally like,
whoa, man, that's what that? Nobody.
Oh, my face red. Yeah. The American rich man.
Ted Blofeld is okay. Wasn't it literally like they had to check with the UN or something?
It wasn't that. It was just literally like, yeah.
I mean, the idea that they...
Who do we ask about the torpedo thing?
Are we allowed?
Are they still pissed about the torpedo thing, or can we do that now?
In the chat room, one of the people still on the thought of if this much money, what would I do? Says, I would spend the first $4 billion buying Star Wars and the next $200 million... giving it to Mike.
We have a Nathan Fillion thing now. And suddenly there's a website. No.
I'll need three if you want a trilogy.
Yeah. That's $3 billion.
Anyway, Dodgson says, his next question, can I shoot down the Lusitania with this?